Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Here's this. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, Haridas Thakur explains that the main difficulty a chanter has to confront is the offenses against the holy name. As long as our chanting is covered with offenses, we will not be able to really experience the sweetness of the holy name, but it might become just a duty to chant, not a joyful experience of the real name. Haridas Thakur makes a comparison which shows us exactly how, let me say, how much of an obstacle these offenses are. He says when the sun is up in the sky, we still will not be able to see it if it is covered with clouds and with fog or mist. So the holy name may be there. Krishna may be there in his Naam avatar, in his appearance as the holy name. But as long as we chant with offenses, we will not be able to experience and perceive the holy name, because these offenses act very much like clouds and mist which cover the sun-like holy name. You can chant for many lifetimes, actually, but if you do not take care to remove these offenses, you will never actually experience the holy name. It's just like the sun may be up the whole day, but if it is covered with clouds, no one of us can see the sun, actually. So to remove offenses is really the greatest task for the sincere chanter who wants to enter into the real service of the holy name and the real experience of the holy name. But how? How can we remove these very, very, let me say, long-lasting offenses? These offenses are with us for a long, long time. Just consider the last of the 10 offenses, that is to remain in the bodily concept of life, covered with aham mameti, with a false ego, although one has heard so many instructions about the glories of the holy name. To remain in the bodily concept of life and remain attached to material things. Just to give up this idea, when will I be free from attachments which come as a result of material life and offenses? That is an almost mind-boggling question. When will this happen, that I'm a free soul, a free spirit, if you so wish, a free servant of God? My dear devotees, take hope, be joyful. You have come to the place which is traditionally one of the main places, if not the main place, where the offenses, the unlimitless, timeless offenses of the soul are forgiven. Especially, I really want to thank the organizers. We tried last year to come here and chant, but we were driven away by an angry Indra who went back on his promise to never harm the Brijbasis, because he sent floods of rain. Floods, we tried with this very, very stable construction. We tried to stay. We were even trying to move in this little hut. I remember three devotees were sitting on top of each other. We did not want to go. But we had to go because it was the water was coming from all sides. It was really an apocalyptic rain flood which drove us away from Surabikund. Today I think we stand better chances. Let us see what Indra has today. Maybe all of a sudden a storm comes and blows us back to Europe or Russia or America. But this is our chance. Do you realize it? Our chance to enter into the holy name and to sincerely request that the offenses are taken away from us. Let us start the session by sincerely folding our hands and requesting that the Lord may forgive us for our failings and our mistakes, and that He will accept our sincere desire to chant the holy name. And all of us, let us chant together, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadigo Bhaktavinda.